All right. So, do you have any last-minute instructions for our book?
Well, because you're going to be noting the quotations we used from the course, we decided to arrange it so that by the time you're finished writing our book, you will have used exactly 365 of them, one for each day of the year. These quotations, if read by themselves, constitute a refresher on what A Course in Miracles is saying. Although some of them are paraphrased, they can be read in exact order by going from note to note, and they give a presentation of Jay in his own words. Only a couple of them were used more than once, and they can be employed over the span of 1 year as a thought for the day to help keep readers on their toes. In any case, people can choose however they want to use our book in the future. Also, as you suggested a long time ago, you might want to get rid of your notes, and especially those voice-activated cassette tapes, as soon as you're finished with them. You wouldn't want to see them showing up for auctions on the internet someday. Aside from that, just finish the book and do the things with it that we talked about in private. Don't feel any pressure. Our message is timeless.
Cool. You know, some of those tapes didn't come out so hot anyway. I had to fill in a lot of blanks. It's a good thing I took notes. You said the book doesn't have to be a literal transcript anyway, right?
That's right. You know, Jay also told Thaddeus and I, back about 20 centuries ago, that we shouldn't feel any pressure. He said salvation would come to each mind when it was supposed to. As he stood there, in a body that was supposed to already be dead, he advised us to just give people our love, our forgiveness, and our experience, and let the Holy Spirit take care of the rest.
Wow, that must have been incredible. You know, I wish I knew you back when you were St. Thomas. I'll bet you were one interesting dude.
Well, I wasn't a saint yet. That was a later church action, remember? Actually, you did know me when I was Thomas. In fact, you knew me better than anyone.
What do you mean?
You and I are even closer than you think.
What are you getting at?
You see, Gary, you were Thomas.
What do you mean? I was Thomas.
You were Thomas 2,000 years ago, and you'll be me in your next lifetime.
What?
It's all part of the script, dear brother, and you must play your roles. You've had many lifetimes that were very interesting and some that weren't so great, and that's true for everyone.
Are you telling me that you're appearing to yourself in your previous lifetime and that I'm you? I was there with Thaddeus and Jay 2,000 years ago as Thomas. I wrote the Gospel of Thomas. I'm going to be you, a woman, the next time around. And that'll be my final lifetime, the one where I actually achieve enlightenment.
You've got it. Very good, Gary. You know it would take someone with a spiritual background to get that. Try to understand that I came to help you and to help others through you, and so did Artin. It's all part of the Holy Spirit's holographic plan of forgiveness. You and Artin have known each other in many lifetimes, including the one where you were Thomas and Thaddeus. You know him in this lifetime too, but we'll let you figure out who that is. Having me, your future bodily image as Persa, appear to you and assist you in this lifetime is part of the plan. And it reflects the law of heaven that I ended up helping myself. It's always yourself who you are really helping. By the way, you're seeing a 32-year-old version of Persa's body to help you pay attention. I think it worked very nicely. A part of your mind completely knows the past, present, and the future. The Holy Spirit, looking back from the end of time, decided that in some cases he'd use the future to help heal the past, just as he uses the present to heal the future. The world really does have to get used to thinking more holographically instead of the old-fashioned linear way.
So, I'm your pre-incarnation?
Yes, but we really happened all at once. We visit you now from outside of time.
I don't know what to say.
Excellent. A fine qualification for a student, remember? I know it's a mind blower. Get used to it. You have a lot of fascinating things in store. Just keep doing your forgiveness homework. Remember, you need to forgive all of it, no matter what may appear to happen in the future. Only God is real. We apologize for not revealing this sooner, but you wouldn't have been quite ready to accept yourself as the reincarnation of a famous saint without thinking it makes you special. Now you'll be ready to see it as just another lesson in the classroom. Most people assume that just because we were called saints by the church, that it must mean that those lifetimes as two of the original disciples were our final ones, the ones where we achieved mastery. It doesn't work that way. Nobody can really judge someone else's level of spiritual achievement. Only the Holy Spirit has all the information necessary to do that. You weren't supposed to start remembering you were Thomas until this point in time. The reason you always had that yearning to know what it was like to be there with Jay as a student of his 2,000 years ago was because you were there, and you were a student of his 2,000 years ago. You were just trying to remember.
I can see that. It's kind of like trying to remember a dream you had in bed the other night, but you can't quite put your finger on it. I guess that's what it's like trying to remember heaven on a more consistent basis, too. This is all going to take a little getting used to. I can't believe I wrote the Gospel of Thomas.
Yes, but your life as Thomas wasn't your final one, and you eventually wrote another spiritual book. As time went on, it was read a lot more widely and pointed a lot more people in the right direction. It was called The Disappearance of the Universe, and you're going to finish it in a few months after we leave here tonight. In a way, you could even call it the Second Gospel of Thomas. So get busy, you slacker.
This is a lot for me to take in all at once. I don't know if I like the idea of having to study the Course in more than one lifetime in order to be enlightened.
Well, some people will study the Course in more than one lifetime, and some will be enlightened during the first lifetime where they study it. In either case, it's a process. You've made tremendous progress, and you'll continue to. Like almost all people, you have some very deeply buried guilt you don't know about, which is why you still have some fear. It will take even more forgiveness, chipping away at unconscious guilt, for you to wake up completely. That's why we keep emphasizing forgiveness. It's what wakes you up. You're already in the process of awakening. Your eyes are opening, and finishing the job after just two final lifetimes of work is a lot better than taking another 100 lifetimes to do it. And I assure you that without the Course, it would have taken another 100. Also, I know from experience that your study of the Course as Persa will come even easier to you because you'll already have a familiarity with it from this time around.
Will I remember all this during that next lifetime?
You still ask good questions, dear brother. Interestingly, you'll remember just enough and forget just enough of this to make your last remaining learning experiences possible. You'll procrastinate in reading the book you wrote in this lifetime until long after the forgiveness lesson at the university I described to you. You'll study other things before that, including the classic Wapnick materials. Once you get to the point in your life where you read The Disappearance of the Universe, you'll put the pieces of the puzzle together and remember everything. Your awareness would have expanded to that of an ascended master. Plus, Artin would have been in your life for a while helping you. You'll remember a lot of things together. Of course, I'm speaking in the past tense because it's already happened for us, and in a larger sense, everything has already happened. The two of you were able to forgive everything, and you held no grievances. You weren't afraid because you didn't value wrongly, and you chose the strength of Christ at every opportunity. Incidentally, we're not using our real names from that lifetime, or else some people in the future would be watching to see if they can figure out who we are, and that might complicate things. I really did have a Southern Asian name, but it's been changed for the benefit of these discussions.
Boy, it's funny how it all fits together.
That's the nature of a hologram, but it still has to be forgiven along with the Holy Spirit if you want to find your way out. Wanting to find your way out of it only comes when you recognize the true nature of the illusory universe. Don't get sucked in by your success. Don't always expect agreement either. You don't have to wait for everyone in the universe to wake up and smell reality. You're very fortunate that during your thousands of lifetimes, you got to be friends with Jay and other masters. If you're ever tempted to think that that makes you special, then remember this. Everyone during at least one of their many incarnations or incarcerations, either would be accurate, will happily get to be a friend and or follower of an enlightened one who still appears to be in a body. Sometimes that enlightened being is famous, or at least well-known, but usually he or she is not. We told you that most enlightened ones don't seek out a leadership role, But they do tend to attract some friends and followers, and it's often a very important learning experience for those people. We also pointed out to you that Jay was not as famous as John the Baptist was during their lifetimes. Jay became much more famous after the crucifixion and the resurrection, but even before that he had his loyal friends and followers, who included us. Today, there are more lucky people than ever who either are or will be enlightened this time around by having the unconscious guilt in their minds completely healed by the Holy Spirit. The number of them has gone up in the last couple of decades, mainly because there are a lot of people studying and practicing the Course. You thought I was going to say it's because the world is more enlightened. I'm sorry, but salvation is not a critical mass thing. People can't be enlightened by the thinking of others or simply by being in their presence, but they can be pointed in the right direction. Most of the people who are enlightened today or soon will be are not going to be written about in the annals of spiritual history. That doesn't matter. How could it really matter in a dream? If they truly know it's only a dream, then why would they think it's relevant if others know about them? Do the details of their lives really mean anything? No. But there are still friends who will greatly benefit through the sharing of their experience.